Okay, 89NN. Good evening to everybody on the MarfNet this evening. Good to hear the good number of check-ins. And yeah, I'm definitely tired today. Boy, I tell you, it was cold mowing this morning. I got out about 6 o'clock. I was out on the aprons at Champion Hill already. And I got out an hour before the first tee time. And got going pretty good. And after about an hour to an hour and a half, the wind came up. And it was a north wind. And it was probably 10 to 15 miles an hour. And boy, I tell you, that wind just went right through me. It was awful cold. I was shivering by the time I was done. So I was glad to get done. Took me just about 3 hours to finish everything up. So did get done though. Hadn't mowed for quite a while. Had some issues with rain, and also had some issues with the mower being down for a short amount of time. So got that back up and running, and got back into the ball game. So had a good amount of grass that I had to empty buckets from. So had a good workout from that, but that helped me keep a little bit warm. So that was a good thing. Came home. And went to the post office and got our mail and found that our new weather station had arrived from Amazon, and got it mounted and operational today. It took literally 5 hours. The weather station had a 78-page, 8.5 by 11-inch manual to go through, and we had to get a custom cut PVC pipe from the hardware store to get the thing mounted. Had to get it connected up to our Wi-Fi password, and then I also took the time to get it connected up to the Weather Underground reporting network. And so now when you go into Weather Underground, you can see our weather station at our house, and you can click on it and see all the details from our station. So if you're curious about conditions at Pinecroft Golf Course, you can always just click on our weather station, and you'll probably get a pretty good idea from it. So it's pretty good. The old one had that worn out and was malfunctioning, and so we just donated it to Jane's son, and he's getting use out of it at his trailer. Not much else going on today. Did get a suspicious email that said it was from Bill Perrins.
No.
And I don't really think it was from him.
Three,
I think it was
four,
I think something
one,
I think
zero.
Email may have gotten